Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, August 25th. Michigan faces a budget deficit due to the COVID-19-related slowdown in economic activity, but a state budget panel determined that while the problem is bad, it's not as bad as originally feared. The problem may add up to a little less than $1 billion for the coming fiscal year. State Treasurer Rachel Eubanks said one factor was that people in Michigan spent their stimulus checks instead of hanging on to the money.
The thing that was probably surprising was how much consumers were willing to spend of that immediately, and how much more Michigan consumers compared to other places in the country, the U.S. average.
Another surprise was that people are also spending more money on lottery tickets. The Central Michigan District Health Department yesterday announced that it had identified 82 cases of COVID-19 that are related to the return of students to the Mount Pleasant area. We have more on that from WCMU's Ben Thorpe.
The case count includes current students, former students, and anyone living in the community associated with cases related to the return of students. Health Department officials say in the week before classes started at Central Michigan University, there were just 5 new COVID cases associated with the university. But during the first week of classes, 54 new cases tied directly to the university community were identified, according to data released on CMU's website. A university spokesperson said in a statement that they have strongly increased our safety messaging to students and are taking steps to prevent further spread. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
The health department has also issued an emergency health order for the Mount Pleasant area that limits outdoor gatherings to 25 people or fewer. A statewide order limits indoor gatherings to 10 people or fewer. Fall was already set to look different in this age of COVID-19. There won't be any college or high school football games as a distraction in Michigan. In a controversial move, the Big Ten Conference and the MAC Conference will not play football this year, while conferences in the Southern and Plain states will play on. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says it was the right move.
I love football. I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. You know, I don't like not seeing football this fall, but I'm glad that the Big Ten took the leadership they did and the High School Sports Association did as well.
Pandemic permitting, the Michigan High School Athletic Association plans to move football to the spring. Attorneys are still arguing about a possible retrial for State Representative Larry Inman. Max Johnston reports that federal prosecutors submitted a brief in court on Friday.
Prosecutors want to take Inman to trial again on 2 corruption charges after he was partially acquitted last year. Inman's attorney says a jury didn't convict him, so the rest of the case should be thrown out. But prosecutors want Inman back in court before his last term in office is up at the end of the year. Now a federal judge will determine if, and possibly when, a retrial would start. Inman's attorney says he has no idea when that could happen. In Traverse City, I'm Max Johnston.
An assistant police chief from Detroit has been chosen by the Michigan Civil Rights Commission to lead the State Department of Civil Rights. James White received the 5 needed votes from the 8 commissioners during an online meeting on Monday. He got the most votes in a field of 7 finalists. Stacy Clayton chairs the commission. She praised the selection.
I think we had a very, very good group of 7 candidates representing diversity and ethnicity and gender. And I do think we picked the best candidate to be the executive director and look forward to working with Mr. White in his new capacity.
The commission has struggled to find a new department director since the firing of Augustine Arbeloo in August of 2019, when there were reports that he had made remarks that objectified women. And that is your morning news roundup for Tuesday, August 25th from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.